that Mariel Bailey and Susan Taylor are here and are going to share with you a preview of a concert that they will be giving with the Seattle Symphony in September. They've been selected to present the Bach Double Concerto, the first opening concert of the Baroque series at the Moore Theater in downtown Seattle. Both ladies are members of the Seattle Symphony, as are the two gentlemen who will be playing for you later, and they will introduce their own music as they go along. Now, the Bach piece is the longest piece on the program, so if you can survive the first piece, then you've got it made for the rest of the evening. It has three wonderful movements to make it simple: fast, slow, fast. And you will see as you go that it truly is a double concerto. Both parts are evenly divided. Both ladies are equally busy. It's an absolutely fascinating piece, the Bach Double Concerto in D minor.
Thank you. Going to play a duet by François Poulenc, a French composer who lived in this century, and he wrote extensively for winds. And he wrote with a light-hearted style. As a matter of fact, he was greatly influenced by American ragtime in his writing, and you'll see elements of a French kind of rag in his duet for clarinet and bassoon. The piece is in three movements. The first and last are fast, and the middle one is slow. And after the second movement, we take a 5-minute pause for Dave to catch his breath because he doesn't get a chance to breathe in the entire movement. ¶¶
Thank you.
Nikolai Paganini lived from 1782 to 1840, and he was the first great virtuoso of the violin. As a performer, he inaugurated an era of extreme virtuosity and wrote 24 caprices, incorporating the maximum technical capacity of the instrument. The caprice number 24 is his most familiar and has been performed in many fashions, from solo violin to full symphony orchestra. The particular arrangement we're going to do tonight was realized by Mr. Bernard Goodman of Chicago.
Play a piece by another great violinist, Pablo de Sarasate. First of all, his real name was Martin, so it's really Martin Sarasate. 1844 to 1908. He was, of course, from Spain. This was unusual for a violin virtuoso to come from Spain. And he was a sensational violinist who received international acclaim for his flawless technique, sweet tone, and dazzling speed. As a composer, Sarasate contributed some of the most popular pieces in the violin repertoire. His Spanish dances perpetuate his memory with music lovers all over the world. This piece we're going to play for you is called Navarra, and I think this is supposed to be a musical description of a region in Spain. So here goes.
Thank you. Thank you.